Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join the wonderful Catherine Rosenbaum and myself. We're going to discuss current times through Catherine's psychic weather report. We're going to have a conversation about everything that is going on, the current affairs through astrology, human design, gene keys, and the galactics. As a reflector, Catherine mirrors the collective patterns as a barometer and also as a recalibrator of sorts as a lunar empathic guide. And we all have maps and blueprints and crystalline patterns waking up within us because we truly are written in the stars. And today we're going to dive deep into this discussion. So I'm really happy you're here. So welcome home, luminous light leaders. This is your safe haven. This is a sacred space. It is a soulful sanctuary for connection and comfort and compassion and oneness and renewal and restoration and so much more. This is a unity community to empower you. And we're here today to provide upliftment, energetic resources, relief, solutions to light you up and really support you on your journey of awakening and evolution. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, I encourage you to intend to open your heart and just feel your heart opening. Feel the pure expression of love and support and light flowing here between all of us as all of our hearts open and gather as we meet one another soul to soul and allow ourselves to really hear and receive all of the information, the messages, and the energy that will support us and enhance every aspect of our journey. Journey as we navigate this powerful year of 2021. My personal intention with our journey today is to be a clear instrument of the divine in selfless service for miracles to unfold, and also for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So I encourage you to sit back and relax and breathe, open, and receive. I'm very grateful to have my dear friend and soul sister, Catherine, here. She is amazing, first of all. She is an empath. She's a reflector. Reflectors are very rare. Only 1% of the human population are reflectors, and what they do, they are pure lunar essences, and they reflect back to us the deep, often hidden facets of ourselves. So this is a really powerful experience. If you have a session with Catherine, she can really open things up and really allow for some self-understanding like no other. So one thing that we're going to talk about today, along with everything else, is that Catherine has shared and we're going to get into, is that the universe or the multiverse has opened up a can of worms, wormholes. So we have actually come here for these times, but this is going to take our best envisioning and most focused intentions to slip into the world that we have held in our hearts since we were born. We're going to discuss all of this and how reality is really breaking up and breaking out. We can all feel this. The planets, the earth shifts, and the galactic messages are flooding into our minds and our bodies and our souls. But the question is, are we listening? All of us were born with a unique energy gift to contribute to the world during these times. So it's important for you to get to know your design, your story, your light frequency codes. And so we're going to get into all of that with Catherine. This year of 2021 will be like no other, according to Catherine, and I fully agree. 2020 was actually calm compared to what the planets and our living library family has to reveal for us now. And I want to remind you, if you're here and you're listening, you know, we're all the star seeds that are being called to awaken fully. So now is the time. And I want all of you to know that I'm very dedicated and devoted to providing this sacred space for all of us to come together each day and to stay connected and support one another as we move into this year. So honored and grateful to have you with us. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Catherine as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my dear.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much. I love when I think that we're getting hot in here. And this reality, I hear it in my head a lot. It's getting hot in here. Da, 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 da.
So take off all your clothes. Yes.
To finish it, our minds will finish that whole song for us.
Yes.
That's how our minds work. It's a program. It takes something and runs with it. So we are in an epic time that is so epic that our minds are in this unknown fight and flight to find that inner truth. So we're in amazing times. Tonight at 12 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific in the United States, we have a new moon coming up. And I thought it was funny when the angels signed us up for this time frame, because we are in the dark phase of the new moon. This is where we plant our visions. It's not quite ready to be planted. So tonight at 9 and 12 o'clock in the U.S., we will be able to plant a new seed of development into the collective. And it's not, it's very heavy. It's in a Capricornian energy, which is ruled by Saturn, which is responsibility. And also what's interesting is it's also the solar return of the annual year of the January 12th, 2020, that big grand conjunction in Capricorn, where I feel that time as we know it collapsed. So this whole year of 2020 has been a collapse of everything we understood as our reality. And so what do we need to do now while we're in this mystery in the Maya is create a new one. And because this year is going to be shattered experiences, Uranus, the universal consciousness of change, is activating everything this year. So we literally are in a new revelation, and it is a split of consciousness. So we want you to plant your seeds well today, because this is tonight and tomorrow is a time of putting our destiny points into the field of consciousness. So it's wonderful to be here with all you star seeds and peers and avatars and magicians and white energies. I see lots of white today. And all our collectives that are gathering, as you were talking, Kari. And there was so many extraterrestrial brotherhood and sisterhood moving into our field. So when you look at the field we've collected today in the dark moon of a new phase, of a new planting of this reality as we want to see it, it's so wonderful to be with all of you. Because
we're so happy you're here. You know, one thing I didn't mention in the intro is that, you know, you were wanting to remind people, I mean, what's really happening, you know, that all the eclipses have been covering and uncovering, you know, there's lots that it's has been below the fields of the old matrix that is being revealed. And so there's a lot going on, and that this year is a 5-year, which is all about change.
Change.
Absolutely. Gosh, there's so many directions we can go, Catherine. It's like, oh my goodness. And also, Uranus will be going direct on the 14th, which is, what, 2 days from now? Is that right?
It's 2 days. And that's the last planet, our players, that have been, you know, going backwards and retrieving information. And when that goes forward, and Mars, the planet of activity and energy, from war to initiation, will be joining together right on the 20th. And what else is going on the 20th? The Big Bang, and of course it's political, and it's everything is going to start coming out to light in a very fractured reality, because there's so many realities going on. And of course it's our job as starseeds to stick to the mystery and the inner truth and the sincerity. And what we're coming upon at this year with the shattered realities from scientific inventions and understandings that will shatter everything we even knew. Uranus is the great awakener, and it's Kali, and it's the Tower card, and it has this breakup of anything. So at the point of the 20th, not just is Uranus direct finally on the 14th, it has this big forward motion that will break up so many things that we are really being asked to keep inspired and understand that the great goddess is pressure. That's the codon we're moving through, the holy of the holies. So we're moving into an inner door, but we are also in that 64 gene key and codon of the inner door. So we can't find it out in reality. Reality is shattering around us. And the Truman Show, which I relate to for many years, is that bubble of fake of the world when it's split from the love of nature and the universe and the cycles and the portals of the moon and the full moon to the timetable that collapsed and made everything all spliced up. So we split the world of reality, and I sense that we're coming home to that unknowable part of us that is quite sensitive and sensual and super sensitive to know where our family is. I was thinking the North Node in Gemini. You know, I have a very strong energy with you, Kari. Mm-hmm.
And explain to, she always calls me my name. You pronounce it differently than anyone else.
Well, I call it from the higher octave. This is your seventh dimensional.
You hear it differently.
Yeah, it comes in vibration. It's not actually words. It's Kari.
Right.
So that's what they always call me. And I have to elevate to talk to y'all because, you know, down on the earth, 3D, it's not comfortable. We're having social, economical collapses of everything. We're having a global impact from the virus. I call it Chrono just because it relates to the time it came in with Saturn, which is time and our 3D. And Saturn represents not just our limitations, but Chronos, you know, Saturn, you know, was a pain in the butt. He's a ruler. He tries to control. And so we've been a whole year of this council or of controllers on our matrix, and we are mutating through this, which is why we're here, going from the mind to the heart vibration. It's a new cycle of destiny. So it is going to be a few years as we move through this, and we really do need our community and our each other more than ever. So the Gemini in you, the Gemini in myself, that whole Mercury. And we've talked about Mercury. I think once it was retrograde and there was a lawnmower outside the window and I had to do a whole show myself. It was like the disruptor coming in to just mess up a little bit. Distraction. Mm-hmm. And so the mind is the distractor. It's the computer. And at this point, this whole last year, and especially now, we've been in a lower level, breaking through a psychosis of what is reality, what is Saturn, what is our time, what is time, or is it everything in the eternal moment, and that we're activating our own Merkabas and moving through time warps and time realms, even that the outer world is collapsing around us. And that's our work. And each one of us has such a beautiful, unique design to really bring this in, because we're in a few overlays. We're in the new year. We're coming up to the Chinese zodiac of the bull. I think it's a metal bull, but, you know, that's really stability in our heart. And then we have what you said, the five, which is change, change, change in numerology. You know, nothing stays the same. And we also have the human design rave chart, which begins at the end of January every year. January, I think it's 23rd. We start a whole new codon of energy. So we come into that 41st codon gate, which is DNA changing, which is really what we love. And so we are in a global mutative event, and there's always an impact on the survivors. And don't mistake this for, like, the virus is a global mutation, and it's a big event. But there's so much more going on, right? We're moving into an ascension. We literally today are in the gate 54, which is aspiration to ascension. So we have the codon, the DNA activating for this transformation that we are all doing collectively. Because we're in one field, we might as well pick the best theme we can by observing everything and moving towards the light. So right. They were saying that 8% of our DNA's makeup is from ancient viruses. Another 40% are repetitive strings that have viral origins with a profound impact on our ability to adapt and to any disease states in the body. You know, we are a big petri dish, a biology of moving into a new earth. And the viruses eventually become a part of our gene pool, or we will fail to mutate. So we are in that mutation. Everything says that. And we have the new year, too. It had its own chart. Right now, we are seeing the process of how evolutionary branch goes about splitting off and mutating into a new direction. And that would be us. So it's so wonderful to know that we are awake and moving into an inspired creative field that does not, that goes above the psychosis. And because Neptune is squaring the nodes, which is our destiny point, it is deception. We can see, you know, we're confused. So we are in a human evolutionary psychosis. And look at all the starseeds sort of breaking through and saying, this is not the world I came from or I will live in. So we are creating a new DNA genetic. We're saying, you know, this is a dream, and we have pressure to know. And the realization that our thoughts can lead you to glimpse truth, but cannot maintain a hold on it, because we're moving towards and we're bringing into this new moon a true truth that happens in a silent mind. So as we're talking about the Mercury, which is our culprit, it is it's the one that goes to both worlds. It goes up to heaven, you know, has a martini with Zeus, and it goes to hell and has a roast a marshmallow with Crono, you know, or someone down in the, you know, Saturnian level. And then they come to Earth and we give a Zoom lecture. You know, Mercury moves everywhere. It is the communicator that keeps us communicated. It also is the trickster. It has a Merlin, but it also has like a really scallywag field of data and information. So we know we're getting some misinformation when we look at where Mercury is and how we are in a very big deceptive bubble. And the beauty is we're awake and we're moving through it collectively. Never before have we been so aware of our genetic codes and the ability, no matter what the veil of darkness has, it's getting Swiss cheese holes in it and we're waking up through it. Nothing's going to hold down evolution when it comes to the great grandmother, which rules the universe, the goddess. She's coming back to a whole new evolutionary vibration in by 2027. So even that we feel that December 21st, 2020, I'm sure people shared a lot about that when we had Jupiter and Saturn moving into Aquarius. It was a new portal, a 20-year portal. And I love it because not that I feel the Aquarian age is here yet. I feel it's a collective wave of energy. It's not one day. Okay, we're awake. World's clear. I wish. I wish we'd have the 3 days of darkness and just wake back up into the light. But humanity has chosen a little more rocky reality to get to the light. And so this Mercury has been, we've opened up veils. You can feel how much lighter we are, even that it's a crazy matrix we're living in. This, we call it the movie that we live in. And we're breaking through it. And Mercury, by the end of this, on the 30th, I was noticing it was going retrograde again. And I don't have a negative about retrograde. It's a cosmic rain check to go back and review something so we can reintegrate it in Aquarius in a little more higher understanding in a vibration. 2021 is all about vibration because we just left those 20 years cycle of Taurus, which has been about grounding and love, but also glamour and illusion and movie stars and plastic surgery, you know, the whole thing. We've been going through that for 20 years. Now when Saturn and Jupiter jump into Aquarius and now are joined today, this week, joined with Mercury, the communicator, it's activating new portals for us. And we can't go the old way. Capricorn is the old way. It's the structures. And we're planning a new structure tonight. And please, everybody, do it symbolically or physically. Go get a little pot and plant a new intention into the earth. This is an earth new moon. And we can collectively, as the 1 year anniversary of time as we know it collapse, so we can bring in a better reality that's underneath the surface. So Mercury going retrograde for a few weeks, 3 weeks, and then having a time to integrate, a few weeks to integrate whatever happened to us in the, after the 30th into February, after these realities have crashed and burned, like there's so many realities going on, these shows are so valuable, and connecting with like-minded starseeds, because we're creating our own wormholes through this reality. Because the reality
Let's get into that about these wormholes. Talk about that a little bit more.
We all have a wormhole individually, uniquely. Our job is to tune in and tap in and get that understanding of how we operate our electrical system. If our mind is overwhelmed, if it's, you know, filled in or defined, or are we running from the emotions of others? Really, to understand your own DNA and your own codons will wake you up to be able to know your own wormhole or your own portal through these times. I believe years ago, Drunvalo, Melchizedek, talked about the macabres. Remember how we all learned about the flower of life and our field, and we started to meditate and move our ships, our body chemistry, our absolute sacred geometry around our body. That is our wormhole, and it's unique. And so, you know, rev it up and see what you believe is coming so you can create it. Because what is out there is not a good story. And 2021, all the realities are going to collapse, and we notice that there's a shadow trying to keep us into this bubble because we're so amazing and so full of light. If we knew our power, we would transcend the now. But because we've been taught through this dimension, through education, religion, politics, and everything else, we have been distorted with what is real. But the beauty is, you know, our hearts always know that. And that if it feels right, it is right for you. And Mercury is going to reassess our frequency over the 3 to 5 weeks. It's going to be recollecting in the Aquarian vibration a new reality. And It is really significant for all of us to have our community. The North Node in Gemini draws us to where we are or what we can create as small communities and get off the grid of being owned by the system, because the system wants to lock us in because the system has a life force itself. Now, I do not see the system separate from us, but I do feel we've forgotten many of our powers. We were not taught them in this reality. And that's what's coming back online. My favorite part of this reality is we can create quantum electrical fields and awaken through these times. As much as equally, many people will not awaken, that will be more the old human as we are moving into the new electrical frequency of the new human, which means we're not enslaved in a dimensional reality that is not of our loving, of our true nature. So We're bringing up the house. It's getting hot in here, but we know what to do, which is turn within and get silent and manifest through your electrical field a new reality. Mm-hmm. And it's not always going to be easy, because the distortions around us are really turning up the heat, because they don't want us, which is the part of us that's asleep, to really see how big we are, how big our auras are. They go out hundreds and thousands of feet. We have collectives around us, light beings, the Pleiadians I work with specifically, and the Octorians. My daughter's an Octorian. I got to work with them. But those fields of beings that are really here as a fleet around the earth, ready to step in. And The more we hold our light, no matter what's going on in the movie, the plot, the screen, the matrix, we are going to evolutionize a portal that literally is called that new earth that we have seen. On the way there, I have so many beings wanting to talk, so I'm a run-on sentence. You'll please forgive me. We have so much to do in an hour and a half, and then clear everybody with my great energy of erasing frequencies that have been dark in our field, or scallywags or pirates or whatever holds on to the levels of pressure around us today. So we have a lot of work to do. But in all that, prepare for this next few weeks to realities. Understand that not everyone is going with us, and love them and extend an olive branch. Because we can't fix the outer reality. It has to be fixed from within us. And the more we see our power and call it forward, we will then be contributing to the matrix, which is everyone and everything. So we will be fulfilling our world. And as my purpose is a calibrator of these energies, you know, you all are my cycles, you're my fields of energy. And each one of us, as we activate and accelerate our own quantum fields uniquely, individually, we change the world that we see. And I feel the changes. I hear a question. 2023 looks like a big portal opening where we're seeing more results of what we do inwardly. Mm-hmm. It is a great mystery. The only way in is through ourselves. And the Mercury is really tricking us to seeing what is going on and all the input and information, and so much of it is not real. It's a field of psychosis. Have you come across that in your life,
yeah.
People that are really not waking up and almost mad at us because we're holding
our
life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's so important when we come together like this and feel the light, feel the love, of course. And I do want to let people know, like you and I talked about, Catherine, we want to take your questions. If you guys have questions, press *2 to raise your hand. Many of you have written in, because we want to get as much information and flow as possible. And Catherine, many people have already written in thanking you for all the information that you're bringing through just in the last half hour. So thank you for that. I do want to expand on what you mentioned about the galactics, because quite a few people have written in. I'm going to read Colleen, her comment and question. She said, "Thank you, Carrie and Catherine, for this unique and informative show. Catherine, there's so much information lately on the UFO sightings. Is our galactic family going to appear soon in public? I'm sensing new energies and connections." So you did bring that up, and I know that we have in our field here all of that galactic support here today. What do you want to add to that, Catherine?
Well, I feel that this young lady is getting very close to meeting her entourage. And
her
I love
entourage,
it. It's a collective thing, because they are moving in because they're part of us. There are our home. We feel at home when they energy come into our energy, and they have been around since the beginning, and now because of our evolutionary process, we will be the fields are getting thinner, and we will literally see them, but we will not be seeing them until we tip this quantum field of delusion in what we call our society and the government and all these things ready to flip. But I do see beings right behind this young lady. I see three, one woman and two men, and they are of a Pleiadian consciousness. And they are connecting to you. People think they have to get an email from the galactics to know they're here. When we're sitting there and all of a sudden your ears shift sound and you get really quiet and the room feels like a different reality, you're having a contact with them. The mind will tell you you're not yet, but I do feel them very close with you and genetically connected to you. We can even see through the human design, the codons, the DNA of the beings from the galactics. Or it's so fascinating the more we dig into that evolutionary understanding of our genetics and our codons that we're getting very close to true communication. And yes, I just feel she knows this. I feel she's had a dream, or someone has already contacted her. I feel it's like right with her. So bless, I see you as a microcosm. So everybody will be energetically sensing their entourages very soon. We've opened up the portals, and they're saying, well, when are you going to let them? You know, why are you saying you haven't yet when we know you have? So ask for more.
Yes. In terms of transmuting energy, like you were talking about earlier, Catherine, is that something that you're going to do in a process, or is that something that you're doing already through, is there like a transmission occurring as you're speaking? Someone was asking about when you mentioned a little while ago how you were going to be transmuting energy for all of us.
I love it. Well, it's not going to come through the mind and all those mental computers, but we are literally, as we collectively connect today in this dark cycle, birthing into the new moon, we are the psychosis. When I talk about that, starts to alleviate. And what I feel is happening is there's like a peaceful interaction within each and every one of us today that is clearing and cleaning through a vibrational connection through the earth and through the fields of our lower chakras, activating, clearing, so then we can move more into a state of awareness through our electrical heart. And are connecting us to the galactics. So today is a whole day of clearing to get to the galactics through the DNA codons of our body that is sort of connected to fear and the fear of repurposing ourselves into what we need to do intuitively for 2021. So we're getting some clearings. I see 12, 13 veils being removed for us today. They're not completed. And also a re-grounding ourselves into the realization of who we are and how purposeful we are with planting this new era into the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. Catherine, I'd love to take some live callers if that is all right with you.
I'm here for the collective. You are my answers and my questions, so please.
Okay. A lot of you have your hands up, and again, it is star 2 to raise your hand. So I'm going to go to our first caller, area code 250. You're live with us.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Two of my very favorite people. I am so grateful. Catherine, listening to you and saying, and just about people not being happy, or I seem to like be a scapegoat for people, and without even realizing what's going on, and then it's like whammo bammo. So if you could shed some insight or some guidance on what that's about and what I need to do to stay in my heart.
Oh, I love the mind asks the question. Of course, you're in your heart. The mind will say, wait, am I? Am I not? Wait, let me figure this out. I have to figure out how to get there when everything in you is about love. You're pulsing a new frequency. You're not sure what to do with it. It doesn't make sense to you. And we love that. Out of the mind and into the senses of what's below that. I do feel you have. Have you ever looked at your human design or the gene keys?
No.
I can feel it'll provoke you because there's a gate in you called the provoker. I can feel it. Kari has it, and so do I. It's like we'll walk into a room and our little electrical charge will have everybody react. Either some will run to you, or some might run out the door. So you have this electrical assault contract with just waking people up. And you can't really explain it. It's erratic. But you're doing great work. We don't know why you would ever question who you are. We often remind you through friends and family of your beautiful abilities. And more is coming. We love you, too. We also feel that I see a woman named Adria. Adria, A-I-D-R-E-A, is one of your guides coming up, and she is not from around here. She looks extraterrestrial. I want to say she comes from a very soft Lemurian influence up to the Pleiadians. But so you're very connected to this little goddess. She might be your higher self. I don't have enough time to dig into your auric field. But she loves the awareness that she's there, and she will help you with your in your dream state with what you've been asking. You have many questions. You have so many questions, so she's saying. And we hope to answer them all through sequences.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much love to the both of you. And Yeah. Absolutely.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So much love to you. Glad you're here.
Me too.
All right, sweetie. All right.
Kari, you can feel this energy building over this next day as not just the new moon, but we're moving to join the sun and the moon within two hours, going to join Pluto, which is absolutely a faded breaking down of old conditions into the rebuild. It's the phoenix. So not just is it a planning of a new reality together collectively today, and my beautiful reflective energy calibrating and clearing out anything that disappoints me in your energy field. Because I have always fallen in love with everyone's potentials. That's my default. You know, I've been married for my belief in the potentials of someone. Nope, doesn't work. The potentials are here now. We can't look to what we expect in the future. That's the mind. So we're going through a massive transformation with this new moon to really create collectively a new reality, no matter what you see and hear and feel, because you are the field of awakened reality, each and every one of you. It's built into you. You are it. Okay, I was just cleaning up with that beautiful call and cleaning up a little energy about how much he's ready to release in the next 24 hours for the new field of energy that I will say feels lighter for her than what it is now. We're in heavy duty country today. We're in like the cave, ready to burst, you know, bring the fire for, you know, Prometheus back out from the cave into the light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go to another caller, and area code is 760. You're live with us.
Oh, my goodness. I was just thinking I was going to get answered. I was reading over my question.
Well, welcome. Hi.
So much. And I really appreciate you also for taking my call, both of you. I'll try and give this out if I can, because I'm just going through something, and I really know that I'm here to help, you know,
awaken. Can you let us know your name before you go forward, sweetie?
Sorry,
please?
Diane.
Diane, okay, thank you. Thank you.
I'm trying to rush the call. I'm so worried about everybody getting their call. Anyway, so I just wanted to ask. Pardon?
I said, you're very considerate, but your energy is a collective, and when you speak and your questions is for everybody, and
okay.
You take your time.
Okay. Well, I know I'm an empath and I care about everybody, so maybe I'm too much right now. But anyway, I know I'm here to help awaken, you know, people, because I just feel connected to my higher self, and that's my mission. And I need to speak my truth, and I do. And I've, you know, been on a spiritual journey for a long time to get there. What I'm finding out, though, is now that I'm really, you know, seeing clearly and stuff, I'm seeing people that I thought were spiritual in my field of, you know, friends and stuff, that I don't see them being spirituals. I see them now that they're on the other side, which is, you know, the not so much truth, and that scares me. So I'm just trying to, you know, let them be and love them in the ethers, because I just can't accept what's going on the other side, you know what I'm saying? As far as like where people are not seeing the truth completely and they're buying into something that's not truth and causing a lot of pain for the, you know, for Americans right now. But the thing is I don't speak my truth without speaking it. If I just let it be, then I feel like I'm not doing my mission, because I feel like I'm a spiritual warrior and I need to be standing in truth and talking for it, even though it's scary for me at times, because I'm putting a little target on myself. But if I don't and I just, you know, be it, I feel like I'm not doing my job I was created for. Can you help me with that at all?
Well, first of all, your mind, I'm going to go beat it up with a nice soft back, because your mind is driving you nuts, because you're very smart, but we're really drawing you down into the knowing that we are in that revolutionary clash between resistance and revolution, like the status quo, the old and the new is clashing, and you are awake and seeing that out in the field. It's through people, places, or things. And it is creepy to know that some people are not going to wake up. We are here to extend an olive branch, to have that beautiful compassion, to love them just where they are, and to give them a few maybe little understandings that you have come to find, and let them decide. We need to let people do their own research. Many people will not. There's two energies going on right now, and some are going to listen and some can't even hear. And we have to love them enough that they will come back at the time of evolution when they're ready to go through the portal of an awakened reality, so we bring in the new earth. Not everybody they're not all created.
No, I understand that part. Yeah, I understand
that. And for you, I really think we could do some help if you can get a private with me, just because there's so much information coming through for you, and your mind, it's just too much for you.
I think
your job
is having people that are being attracted to me that are from the dark side, and it's bringing a little bit of fear in, because I don't know if I should let them in to be in my, you know, field and talk to them, or if I should just, you know, move on and just bless them in the ethers. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're coming back to me.
Yeah, I feel it's in your gut, your answer. I feel it's like you're a generator, and you can trust your gut. And some people you have to just not speak up about things that make them uncomfortable. But
no, I don't even want to have them in my field. I'm just trying to, you know, say I'm on my mission and I need to stay where I'm at, and I'm just trying to avoid them. But I don't want them in my field because I know they're not interested.
You're doing okay, honey. You see, you're doing okay. I'm just clearing your energy as you speak.
Oh, thank you.
You're not going to fall off because of them.
Okay.
But you're becoming quite discerning. And we feel, yes, your intuition is from your gut is very right on.
Okay.
And we are having a split. Some people will become frenemies. I was looking at the blueprint in the United States on the descendant. Some people are just going to turn. We have overlays of some very weird time frames in the world, including 2008, which there was a total collapse. We're going into some of the same codings this year, but we will never go back to those places. We're starting a new coda. So you are shaking off the fleas. Good job. And without judgment. And without judgment, and really extending them a word or something without feeling that you're sharing secrets, that they will turn on you, because some two of them will. So don't go that way. Use your intuition. You're doing a heck of a job. Your mind tells you you're not doing enough, but you are where you are. And this is good enough for the guides. It should be good enough for you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I just got into a little bit of fear because of that. So I'm just glad that, you know, I feel better. I'm just going to keep doing what I need to do and just trust my intuition if I don't feel close to having certain people come back.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
Thank you, Diane.
Look to yourself. Yeah, your heart, and meditate, please. Meditate.
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of time to do that.
Okay. Well, that's
Thank
your way
so
into your own doing. You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. I appreciate it. Have a good year the best you can, both of you.
Sorry. Thank you, Diane. Blessings to you, my dear. Okay. Catherine, thank you for that. Let me go to, it's a web call from Canada. Purina, you're live with us. Purina, are you there? From Canada. Oh, I didn't unmute you. I'm sorry. There you go.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. I have a couple of questions. One about the monoliths that are appearing on Earth, and one in my city came up. And also, same as the other callers, I know I'm a light worker, that I'm meant to do work on this planet, and I'm been healing for a while. I'm even able to heal some COVID people long distance. And I'm trying to get it out there, and people aren't really understanding what I do. They don't believe it. So I just feel like my hands are tied. Like, I have this gift I can help people with, and nothing's really happening. And just wondering if my guides have a message in that area.
They feel that you are witnessing a central flame that is waking up embodied within you. It's a daily rhythm and a self-revitalization. You are shifting your own energy field. You can see it by how you look out at the world. It's changing. Mm-hmm. You have an urgent call within you that's stirring you inside you to come into your destiny path, full power ahead. You're really receiving all this infusing truth within you. So you're not even done with the power of what you're going to be working with, which is not from the mind. It's the energy work you'll be doing, the frequency. I see at least two different galactic groups working with you. It can be confusing. And your job is really to, you know, preserve and sustain and quiet yourself, because you're being bonded with truth itself, the consciousness of truth. I feel really like shaky in your aura. I feel like you're getting such inception with knowledge way beyond your pay grade at this moment. I love how we use a 3D quote. I'm clearing it now, your pay grade. It's like your social order, you know, this whole thing that has made us feel less than in this world. 2021 is going to shatter all those realities of what we were told, guilt, shame, and pain, clearing. But young lady, Miss Perina, you are preparing to really have a quantum shift within you. We're very excited that you called in. You are allowing us to emanate that and activate like a radio station with everybody in the field of listening with us, and actually the field with that's not listening to us. But they're saying you're a high roller. So roll out your best energy. Your electrical field is shifting. It's a higher consciousness, and beautiful work you do. So beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you, Perina. Okay. So many people have their hands up. So many people have written in, Catherine. Before we go further, there is so much that you can share with individuals, Catherine. So I'm grateful that your special offers are all private sessions. different lengths, different styles. So let's highlight what this is, and then we'll take some more questions and talk some more. For those of you who may be new to the show, all of our speakers offer special packages so that you can work with them privately or take what you've heard here further. So you can find Catherine's special offers at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You will see Catherine's beautiful face. Click on that, and you will see three different offerings. Offer A is a 60-minute private session with Catherine. It will be transformative. I assure you, there's so much that comes through. Offer B is a 90-minute session, so if you want to go a little longer. And then offer C, Catherine, you included a 90-minute relationship session. Describe how that is different. I'm guessing clearly it's, do you have both parties of the relationship with you in the session, or just one, or both?
Sometimes I get a twofer. I get a husband and wife or best friends, and I'll start out with each one of you, a mini understanding of your quantum field, potential blueprints, I Ching, Kabbalah, and all those wonderful ways we read your universal unique imprint. But then I go into It's very helpful for people with their children to understand their design and their purpose. The children have their own imprint and have their own plan and understanding written in the stars. So we move into that. We also can do through Ra Uruhu combination human designs and overlays of your blueprints, natal, progress, transit, every map I can get a hold of. You know, I am not an astrologer and a psychic and a human design and a gene care. I'm really a Heinz 57 that will read any kind of quantum numbers, patterns, or fields that come into my 15 feet of my auric field, into my awareness. And wherever we are, I clean that up. So I do a lot of work with couples and with their children and with anything going on that they need to understand, so these little light beings can activate their own auric fields and us to treat them with their unique design. Really, that's what human design came in for our children, because they're so highly evolved, their genetics, their crystalline bodies, that they're activating and accelerating a different imprint than we did. We have three waves, the first, second, third. The angels laugh and say, I'm at 1.999 wave. I'm right on the second wave in between two waves of consciousness. So the children are these crystalline babies that are going to bridge this whole new earth. So to understand them is very important for us as parents and guides of the children and our animals and our pets. Sometimes they show up in a reading. A lot of dead people come in, by the way. Of course, there is no death. But lately they interfere and they show up in my readings. I don't remember it because that's not from me, but people will write me thank you letters about having mom and dad show up and their dog in spirit or whatever, you know, whatever needs to come through. The quantum field is wide open. And once you break your own codes, you create your own unique expression. So the relationships help us understand the vibration of everything is within a human experience of what is in relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing.
Yeah. And there's so much that comes through, Catherine, that I want to highlight that you record all these sessions. And it would be really beneficial for those of you who book a session to review that, listen to it multiple times. I know that I have each time that we've had a session, Catherine, because so much information comes through. It's a lot, so it's a good thing to have these recorded. Someone was asking about your role as a reflector and how that affects your sessions. They don't really understand what that means.
Yeah, I am a lunatic. And I have the ability to look through people's auric fields. I have so many neutrino levels that came through my field when I was born. I have a little more of a luminant type of energy, where 99% of the people are these wonderful energy beings, the projector, the one that is the template, the manifester, the initiator, I'm the calibrator of everybody. You know, I get dizzy with all of you trying to cattle you into your highest potential. So my best way is I clear the fields of anything, karmic grids all the way down to, you know, the original thought. And I just clear it up because my energy is different. When most people come out in the field in the day and are on the football field, all of you energy beings that are here to build the new earth, I come out at nighttime. I'm a night owl. I come out to reflect all of you. You are my awakening in you. And so I have I sample energy and I function to find in the homogenized body of you where we're carrying things that are not of a DNA comfort in your body that we need to clear, like a guilt or a shame. And also elevate us up through the gene keys to your highest potential, your golden karmic essence that is here to awaken in this field. And so the reflector is changes like a mood ring with whoever I'm with. They said I'm fickle, but I'm really a ball that doesn't have a container. So I am like water or lunar tick energy where I empathically feel something. And for me, I'm always looking for your highest potential. That's the only reason I came to Earth, to reflect and bring you back home.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
The angels are going group hug. We have to all know we're doing this in layers of collectivity. And we're all now, since the Aquarian shift on the 21st, we're coming into new frequencies and shattering every mental reality called the homogenized matrix. And so I did hear that Keanu Reeves is bringing out a new Matrix 4 movie. I don't know that, but I would feel that that would be the way cinema or movies can bring out more of what's really going on. Because we've been duped in this reality to say we're limited beings. I mean, the angels think, you really took that pill to forget who you are? Well, it's time to wake it up. And 2021 is going to kick our butt, because anything, lies of authority, lies of inadequacy of who we are, lack of understanding, are we going in the right direction, all that psychosis is going to clear up around us. And that's what we do for each other. Yeah, we are that. So I am all of you. If you think of me as a time lapse photography, I have a 28-day cycle. And so I look at and experience energy every 28 days and then come to a awareness. Like I'll have an epiphany every full moon or every eclipse. Reflectors get very affected by the lunar energy. Ah, so we're a collective, they're saying, that really never touches Earth, a luminous energy, and yet I am here for all of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my dear, for that response. And I want to thank everybody for everybody who's written in and has your hands up. I'm going to take some more questions. I'm going to go to another live caller. And I'm going to area code 917. 917, you're live.
Hi, it's Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle. How are you?
Thank Hello. You so much for taking my call. I would You're be welcome. Happy to receive some guidance. Like the new year kicked off and it's somehow wacko, and I'm feeling uncertain about my current job. And today my husband got fired from his job. So I'm like up in arms and I'm like, no, this is not what I want to start the new year with.
Oh. Yeah, the mind is a little trickster, isn't it? It just goes around and around. We just went through the codon of return, the 24th gate. We still have that going on in the genetics, which is our mind. It's up in that Ajna. It keeps coming around to make sure to rethink it. And what the message is for you is about, can you live life without answers right now while the whole collective is changing, where we simply becoming in the mystery of who you are. Can you be your own mystery? Because inner truth is calling you home. So you really also have a very strong feeling that something is happening that you have to find out. You have to get it written down or something. But I do feel it's more of the inner truth is the mystery, and that we can sit down and quiet and be okay with not knowing, because the knowing that's coming up behind the not knowing is really energetically clear for you and has a lot to do with self-compassion directly for you at this time, and about, can you love yourself and put your arms around yourself, even that you don't know what's coming, but you feel psychically as an empath something big is coming. And we're really ready to be revealed this month, this whole time. And I want to say that don't be distracted with all the outer fights that are ready to go on. The revolution has begun because you're very divinely loved and protected. You've had a few disappointments. We're going to ask the angels right now to clear them up. A little bit to do with love and relationship. And the people at the work around you, it's weird, right? So we just want to ask the angels and guides to come in and clear the fields of everything we can. And if everybody out there is a part of us, the best we can do is see it as we want to, even before you go into work. There's a couple changes around your work from other people, too. Coming and going, I see a lot of change there. But keep your ground and know that you are the gift. And your inner divinity is waking up. And it will not make sense, and you will not understand it. The monkey mind is a computer that is not in charge of our reality anymore. It has been called to have the new awakening within the field of trust and love and faith in that we're so much more than we thought we are. And so I ask the angels and guides to grow the aura of this beautiful Gabriel, the angel, named after the angel, with the big G at the beginning of her word. I love that G with you. We're making it in like a beautiful G, like a hieroglyphic kind of G with your name. Yeah, you've been on the earth many, many times. You have an Egyptian influence, and your gold is within you. We're not going to look out there for our gold. It's waking up. And literally, a little bit to do with your finances, they're saying. We could rearrange it a little. Everybody, they're saying, to get sovereign in the fact that, you know, store, prepare, plan for a good winter, a winter where we have to put some stuff away. So that would make people feel a little better. And also moving into other forms of money will make some of you safer, like the crypto, even if there's a lot of astrologers that say it's going to crash. It will dip. But by 2023, it will be the new gold. I'm clear of that. So everybody just be aware. Where you are now is so uncertain. It's a great mystery. And we're looking for that footing in an Aquarian field that is a higher frequency. It's a collective energy. Also, make sure you connect with people of like mind. I feel you're a little isolated with that. But reach out and keep connecting with shows like this, because we are your family, and we love you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. And while you were speaking this truth, literally my heart is aching. I can, like right now I'm holding like my breast because I feel my heart is aching. So it's definitely something deep going on. Thank you so much.
We're breaking down some of the veils around your heart through a relationship. It's very easy to do in this quantum field. We're all connected. We can actually move energy. We're going to be bilocating. We're going to be totally telepathic. We're going to have our own wormholes of reality, even amongst the crashing of the whole outer matrix. Until 2023, as Pluto has its great return, and collapses the quantum into a whole new reality. And then we have till 2027 to experience the new human. So we're doing a wonderful job. I just cleared out a little bit around your mind. I'll call it the pineal pituitary area. Was a little backed. If you have a headache, I'm sorry. Drink a lot of water. And as we cleared you, we cleared everybody. So thank you, Gabriel,
thank
for
you.
Being such a wonderful canary in my mind, which is a help to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My
Gabriel,
pleasure and my honor.
What a beautiful soul you are. Thank you for being a part of this community. I'm grateful that you're here. Oh, yeah.
So am I.
Okay. Yes. Lots of love to you, Gabrielle. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I don't want to ignore all of our beautiful people who've written into the webcast. You know, a lot of people are writing in, and everybody can feel connected to some part of each caller, you know. So it's so divinely perfect that each of the beautiful beings that has, you know, that we've chosen, you know, have really affected all of us. That we're all in this together, right, Catherine?
But we feel it. It's an empathic feeling. We're in the great divide this year. The human design, if you look at it from the nine chakras, which really woke up in 1781 when we went from seven energies of awareness, the, you know, the dumber part of us, to a nine-centered, more awakened being. Our temperature actually lifted a teeny bit in 1781. So now we're moving into getting towards the whole, through the cross of planning, which we built all this structure, not always the life structures, and now they're collapsing. So till 2027, we do that. But this year specifically, when you look at your nine-centered aura for the humanity picture, it's called the Great Divide, because we have this amazing energy up in our the mind. It's a year of pressure because the mind is, the stories is really connected. There's a channel of energy about our minds. It's the thinker, and it's about breaking through that, the thoughts, because the thoughts just don't get you to where we need to do our evolutionary patterns. The other pattern, which is part of the Great Divide, is a complete channel down in our emotions connected to our root, and that is a very material pressure, but that is showing us how we can collectively follow our intuition and our foundation and our gut, because the mind is shattering the reality. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another planet, like right along with us, that all of a sudden we're going to have a shattered reality and see science in a whole new way this year. Almost maybe that we're upside down. Maybe we're really in inner earth and we have the sun and we don't know we're out in there. We don't know what this new shattered reality is. But at that point, each and every one of you, your genetic crystalline codes are waking up. That's what the galactics are here doing with us, activating and accelerating every aspect of our codon evolutionary patterns uniquely with every single person. And I love that, because we have to live like that woman shared in her energy of living an inner divinity without the answers, without the mental understanding of the great mystery. We will never understand it, but we are being called into it with absolute awakened state that we know we're bringing down the new earth. We are in the new earth, bringing it up out of us so we can see it on the outer realms. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're doing a great job. And I know it because I'm the reflector, and I can see the human potential waking up. And I also have gone down into the dark fields over the last few days and the whole year and all the program of the universe to see what we were up against, like in the evolution. But my guides say if it wasn't for this imminent need this year, right now, to wake up beyond the dream that is not comfortable or looking true to us, then if it wasn't for this outer confusion and reality that is harming our spirits and keeping us from our hearts and our awareness, then we would never turn on our electrics like we are this year. So can we really say the dark and the lighter one? Mercury sees both sides. It's the alchemist. It's, you know, this and that. That's what human design, don't take a side. be a neutral, floating, awakened observer of this dream and wake up with us collectively.
Quite a few people have written in about the galactics, and it's come up quite a bit today. And before we went live, you told me to remind you of, to talk about your first contact in 1983 and that they wanted you to talk about that. So I was just reminded to remind you to talk about that.
Thank you so much. I mean, you just open up a portal when you say that. It's like opening up a can of worms, you know, because everybody as a collective in 1983, I did have a contact out in Colorado Mountains with three other awakened beings. I was there for faith. I didn't even know why I was there. I just went because someone said, we're going to this mountain to have an extraterrestrial connection. And I said, sure. I actually quit my job and just went without knowing why I was going. I'm the reflector, right? I don't know from my mind. I don't have a mind. I have an awareness. So that was the beginning of 1983. When we had we volunteered to download higher frequencies into the earth. We were sort of a portal into that. We had to be there an exact week in the summer, which turned out to be the Sirian energies, the dog days time of July. And we were quickened in our field. All of us forgot about it for many years. And now it's been coming back since 2012, the memory of that. We are energetically constantly being carried with these, the brotherhood that wants to let us know, although you can't always see us, we got you right now covered with an electrical identity that allows you to see through the fog. And so our sight is opening up, our pineal pituitary gland, from that experience with me, is something that I can then resonate with and move forward into other people's fields. I've been doing this many years unconsciously, but now I am understanding the work in the field of what we do and clearing the programs and anything that does not feel of the new humanity and the new electricities. And just think about right now the connection. Well, what connected with me? The understanding of the patterns of the universe. That comet that came in July activated like a surprise in the consciousness of us. And everything and all the galactics are moving in because many of us opened up and volunteered for starting to channel the new vibrations in. And it was as early as 1983. Geez, that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then 1987, we had the whole harmonic convergence, which we were tested, and our humanity was so elevated, and they're talking about an elevator here, we were elevated into a new design. And 1987 decoded us, and now 2012 encoded us, and now 2021, we are taking off the armor of things that are not holding the true power of love and light. We are dismantling a dark reality, and yet if not us, then who? And so we're asking everyone to find your position on the planet, get off the grid if you can. And I don't mean go and live in Tibet. I believe just your community and the people you can connect with, because we are star systems finding each other, coming back together in electrical remembrance. And we're just activating a whole new Aquarian pathway back through to the galactic and all the portals that have been opening for us. There are so many portals opening. Do not keep looking at the dark. You'll distract and miss that beautiful gateway that might really be in your own bedroom waiting for you to step into or into your own meditation chair. We know where each and every one of you are. How could we not? And we activate, accelerate, and illuminate every portal so we don't miss it by thinking about what's happening instead of walking into the great mystery and being like children, rebuilding a whole new little playground. So be it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Catherine. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, so many of you that wrote in, I don't know if you're still here. Many of you wrote in a long time ago, so I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read one that's closer to the top here, from our webcast. Heather from Palm Coast, Florida. So Heather. She said, "Hi, Carrie and Catherine. So happy to be with all of you today." Catherine, can you tell me why Mother Mary is so present with me right now? I'm so happy that she is, but I felt her withdraw before, and I want to understand why she feels so close to me again. Thank you and many blessings to you both." Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Well, when I look at your field and I see the divine feminine, I see it's actually more than the beloved Mary. There's more frequencies of that matriarchal energy of protecting the world and the earth codes than the codons. But I also feel that she tells me she's there all the time. Sometimes you feel or sometimes you don't. We want you to know that she has an exact commitment to the world to bring her children back home. She's very soft. Heather, you are very soft, excuse me. And we really feel that you can receive her. But we would like you to receive her at all times. We are multidimensional. That she is an aspect of you. And also the beautiful Tara. The Earth Tara is also connected with you through her. So there's a few sisters of light here coming into you. Anytime you sit down and call them, they are there. It's multidimensional. How could we not be?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heather, I hope that you heard that. Catherine, I want to check on you and see how you're doing. Are you feeling it's time to start wrapping up? Do you want to take more questions? How do you feel?
Well, I feel that there's one more person that needs to be heard. So let us do that. Yeah, and you're going to find her.
Are you live or in the webcast?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. I feel a lot of people talking to me right now. Let's see. Okay.
I think we could have a week of just talking, a week of everyone asking questions and all, but time is sped up, and all we have is now. So let's do it.
Okay. I'm sensing I'm going to go. I'm going to go to a live caller. And area code is 269. You're live with us. 269. Can you hear me? Area code 269, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, it's you. What is your name?
I'm going to cry. My name is Melissa.
Melissa.
Melissa? Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Right now, I just so honored that I'm able to be in your presence and in your energy and connect with you. Things have been very much in my personal life, kind of like it is in the outside world. And yet, when I got on this call when it started, it's like everything shifted, and I just, it's so beautiful. And I'm not, like, I have so many questions, and I just feel so, like, I kept thinking when you said there's one more person, I thought, oh, I feel that's me. It is me, because there's something I have to hear that's going to help me through this, that, wow, there's just something going on that's, like, really, I'm wanting to shift, and yet there's a lot of awareness in it as well. I there was so much feeling of connecting to so many people when you were talking, even you when you were talking about, the potential of everyone. I've been that way since I was a child, seeing the potential and then wanting to help someone move into that potential. But, most people don't have any interest, at least in the past, that's how it had been. And yet that's such a desire in my being to hold space, like this compassionate, loving space for someone to realize, who they truly are. And it was like when you said go beyond the dream, I was like, yes, that's what it is. It's like move beyond this, what you perceive as this is, this is not the truth. And yet it is in a way, because we're all, I don't know, I just feel like truth is the most important thing in my life. But I also feel like it's always changing because it's,
yes,
so in the moment. I don't want to keep talking. I want you to reflect me.
I cleaned everything I could as you talk. I clean energy because it's just words. It's just vibration. But also, your energy this year is all about worthiness. I mean, our true worthiness, not what we've been taught and what we don't think we quite have enough of or this or that. We're cable ready. We have it built in. Do we have like an extra 5 minutes, Kari?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll pull, yes, Melissa, your human design. I'll just look at one map for you so I can at least show you where to come from in your auric field. What is your birth date, day, month, year? No embarrassment.
Okay. 2/9/52.
Can you tell me when you were born, honey? I'll pull up a chart for you.
10:35 a.m. Where I'm born. I was born in Kalamazoo.
And also, what day? Were you born on what day, month, and year?
Oh, February 9th, 1952.
Wonderful. That's February. You're an Aquarian. We've just moved into an Aquarian field. It's frequency more than understanding. But let me just quick peek at your work field and your Merkaba, and then we could just share a little bit. Do you know what time you were born, Melissa?
Yes, 10:35 a.m.
Perfect. And how about where were you born, city and state?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
I love that name, don't you? How do you spell it? I can't spell when I'm in psychic.
How
do you spell your city?
Kalamazoo.
In Kalamazoo County?
Yes.
County and city, okay. Oh, so you got a lot of energy, girl. You're a manifesting generator, and they are, time benders. You're here to turn inspiration into form. So you really have that energy, but because you're manifesting and generator, a type, you're still a generator, but you have to balance the speed. You want it now. You can get frustrated and angry because you're so full of this energy. You have to trust your gut. You also look like you have a lot of hermit in you, so you do need privacy, and you also have the desire to be optimistic built into you and also be able to be of service. A big service thing. You're meant to speak. You have this amazing throat. a channel called Freak to Genius. So you're meant to communicate. And if you don't want to communicate, you can sing or chant or use your hands, because you want to open up that throat chakra for you. That's where you have a lot of power. You're highly talented. It comes from your ancestors. There's a channel, like a being on the right wavelength. So, you know, the wavelengths are changing. It can be confusing. You also have a hunter-huntress in you, so you can really, at times, when the moon's in Aries, get riled up. You have a very strong willpower. You're here to be it and here for the community, very much a community person. And you have a very strong, sexy energy that runs through that's here to connect with others. Something connected with your past life and a grandfather or an uncle. There's something there that you have a genetic connection with. I think it's more father. But you are very sensitive. And this year, with the codons and how the human design goes, is that channel of individual awareness, the rise of individual awareness, and the theme of the last stand of the tribe. So you have much of this in your field. You transmute and change all the time. And I will have to say, though, Melissa, your emotional wave in your field is like a Shakespeare play, isn't it? I mean, when you're happy, you're happy. When you're not, you're not. You have this beautiful, you came to feel the emotional wave of being sensitive, of caring for the community, and speaking up about what really matters to you. But you definitely have that provoker energy. It's like a mood ring. And like things just happen in your life, like out of the blue, shock, just boom. And then you transmute. So you are really a wonderful star seed. And we know that you're here to make a difference. You do have a little bit of an evolutionary, revolutionary spirit. We love that. But you don't want to hurt a fly. You would only hurt someone or really speak up as the last resort, because you do have that design of knowing what to fight for and what not to. But you have a beautiful, you're centered. You put pressure on yourself. The outer world doesn't. But I love you speaking up and communicating. I think you're built with that. But your best, because your mind is very busy, it's defined, but your power comes out of your gut. Hey, you want to do this, Melissa? Uh-uh. How about tomorrow? Uh-huh. And when you follow your gut more than the mind, because the mind wants to explain everything, then you will come into a letting go of your frustrations and into a satisfaction of that emotional wave that then can bring, without explanation, sort of a reality to the world. What do you do in life?
Well, I right now I'm kind of just in this transitionary state, and I'm not, but I've done almost everything that you just said, and my body is shaking because you are seeing me and you're acknowledging all the things about me that I don't think anybody has a clue, you know, but it's like to be seen and heard and have you, it's so powerful to me. It's just like, it helps shift any of that unworthiness, you know, that's here, that I can just feel it moving out of my field. Because, I mean, ever since I was a little kid, all I've ever wanted to do was be of service. And I love, you know, like I'm totally an Aquarian and really, you know, like really that kind of energy where I, you know, I want to speak, I want to connect, I want to help, I want to heal, I want to transmute, transform. So I've done a lot of that, but,
Well, angels were saying yes to you and saying that you have a one-track mind. It comes from your ancestors. You have you look for love in all the wrong places. You have a wide open soul crystal. So it's like you want to love so much, you'll find love if you fall on the cement and a little teeny flower comes up in the crack, you go, oh my God, that's so beautiful. So,
oh my God, that's so true. I'm sorry, I just have to laugh because that's how I am. These little things, I just, and when you talked about the feeling part, because I used to think, because I just remember my mother, she was so upset with me because she'd say, why do you have to feel everything? Why do you feel that?
You know, yeah,
but I do.
Yeah,
it's
really
like
painful. Yeah, I see you. You're beautiful, honey. I hope you'll consider calling me. There's so much more, you know, what comes through, because the universe loves talking to you and seeing you for your unique design. That's what it's all about. If I can wake up the sleeper in each and every one of you, then we make the world a better place. I'm just the reflector of it all. And if you're happy, it makes the whole world happy. Sense of humor, Missy. Sense of humor for everyone. That is our key through these times. Like, holy heck, it's getting hot in here.
That was one of my gifts, was my sense of humor. And I would laugh at the most horrible because it just, and even myself, anything that would go wrong, I would just laugh, you know, and just move myself through it. And people would, like, be appalled. Oh, my God, what's wrong with you? That's horrible. But it's like, I don't know, it's what you said, and it's just part of who I am. I feel so drawn to be out in the world and connect, and yet I do have to have my, I do need that hermit part that you said. That's very true. But I want more than anything, that's my driving force, is to be of service. I want to help this world. Mm-hmm. I want to help humanity and Earth and everything that lives on it. I'm really connected to nature.
Melissa, you are doing it. The mind tells you a little different, but you being here on the earth, every person's program and special, the moment you were born, you brought a unique expression in the world. Everyone does. And because of that, yeah, you are a handful. I hear from your mother, by the way, but we won't get into that now. You know, you didn't listen and you did what you wanted. But in the meantime, we trust that you will keep. You will keep supporting the earth by just being who you are and connecting with who you can. And we thank you so much for being a reflection of everybody, that we are really doing the work and coming into our own holographic mastering, the material plane, through knowing that we are more than what we see and that we are in a state of a Maya. We are in the mystery. And we are creating not by what we see, but what we love and would love to see no matter what. Hold your positions in this new moon and plant the seed of this new reality, which is the same gate, the I Ching gate of the highest key of it is ascension. So we're literally looking at our ascension ability this year. And right now, we have the material and spiritual abilities to do that. So thank you so much for calling. We really love and appreciate letting you
Melissa.
Be seen
yeah.
in this moment.
Yes.
I just love you. I love everyone. Thank you so much. Really, I do. I mean, the part about not ever hurting anything, that's like, you know, that's a really big deal for me. But I just want to say thank you. And I think that's so healing for all of us, everyone that just heard what you said, that how important that is and that we are all already doing, we're being, just being here. Our uniqueness is like, you know, we're making a difference. And so, you know, those of us that have, you know, the mind, our little air signs, but that can get in the way. But your truth is just so healing. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I just
thank you, Melissa.
Gratitude. Bless you. Bless you both. I love you. Oh, I love this show.
We love you too, Melissa. Thank you.
Love you.
All right, sweetheart. That was That was beautiful because she is a reflection of all of us. So, Melissa, that was a beautiful way to wrap this time up together. Thank you, Catherine, for having that. Well, just so being so generous with your time with that. And she was a reflection of all of us. And
her mother misses her laughter from spirit. I just have to send that message to her. Mama misses that laughter. It might be a little devilish, but she can hear it from where she is up there. So up there in her heart. Yeah, I just had to say that she was sitting here. Listen, she looks just like her. That's so funny. So yes, I love being with all of you because we're a collective of change, and we know it. And we're proud warriors of the light. We're ready to kick our world into gear because we can't wait for the outer world to tell us who we are. That's dumb. That's true. The matrix of dumb.
I'm so glad you were here today, Catherine. Well, I always love our time together and love you dearly. And everything that came through today was beautiful.
Was it fun? We want to have
fun. Of course
fun
it was fun. It's always fun.
I always wonder if my personality is going to disappear as I ascend more. You know, but I feel that we can hold our humor, which is literally a higher state of consciousness. And it is a wonderful wormhole. Humor in the wormhole saying, oh, my God, look at what we're in. This is like a war zone. We come in duality to bring a trinity and see through a single eye. And we're doing it now. We're not waiting. We are here now doing it collectively. And that is where we steal. Where all evil dwells, we just close that door. Oh, Yeshua ben Joseph is with you, Kadi. Do you talk with him? What a wonderful energy. He's coming. He's right there behind you. He has a book in his hand. I don't know what he wants to share, but he does have a book in his hand. And I just want to say how much. Oh, whenever two or more gather, we do such beautiful work. Look at who you are.
That's
you're just showing so much light coming out of your shoulders and your back. Yeah, just beautiful energy. I just love that he showed up for you and just wanted to show himself because it is about the plane of love and light, and it is about working out through our divine intentions of descending the true teacher back to earth. And there's a great invocation I do. Hope everybody will look it up and say it. It has a quantum field to it, and it is shutting that door of the 3D into the new earth, and we're already there. We just don't quite see it. So thank you, everybody, for holding the vision through your one eye so we can see what we want to see. And goodwill for all. And equality for all.
Absolutely.
Because isn't our brother us? Yeah, he's just talking about brotherly love, and we'll talk another time about that card. He has a lot to say, but that's private. So, you'll excuse me, he just stood there for so long waiting for his turn. I just had to recognize him.
Well, thank you for that. And all right, my dear. Well, let's go ahead and start wrapping up. I love you so much. Thank you for always just bringing so much beauty and light and love wherever you are and just being so generous with your service. So thank you. You're very welcome, sweetie. And I want to thank everybody who's joined us or who will join us and listen to this. Thank you for your presence and your love and your openness. And if you love Catherine like I do and you haven't had a session with her, I highly encourage it. Or if you have, it's a beautiful experience. So I hope that you'll consider that. And as we bring the show to a close, remember to acknowledge, please acknowledge this grand invitation before you as we navigate our way into 2021 to unplug from the old and just remember your power and your potential and your purpose to ride any of these waves of change gracefully and just continue to trust and participate in the creation of New Earth by continuing to return to being a pillar of light, a beacon of love, an instrument of peace during this time of transformation. Just remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, and you are dearly loved. Thank you for joining Catherine and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of New Earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light next time, everyone. Bye-bye.